Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode 19, As Rich or Poor as You Want to Be. As Earl Nightingale reminds us, people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This series is about remembering the truths we probably already know and learning how to live them. In this episode, Earl returns to one of the most foundational ideas in all of success literature. Knowledge is power. But he's not talking about knowledge as trivia or credentials or abstract intelligence. He's talking about applied knowledge, the kind that makes you more useful, more capable, and more valuable. Earl illustrates this with a simple but revealing example. He described a large company that offers its employees free, voluntary training. Training designed to improve skills, increase competence, and create opportunities for advancement. Everyone says they want to get better. Everyone says they want to earn more. Everyone says they want to advance. And yet, only a small percentage of employees actually take advantage of the training. The majority do nothing. This is one of those moments where Earl quietly pulls the curtain back. Wanting improvement isn't enough. Talking about growth isn't enough. Only those who actively learn, practice, and improve, become more, and therefore earn more. Talk is cheap. Growth takes effort. But growth is the only thing that pays dividends. Earl then tells a personal story that perfectly captures his philosophy about value and service. He was once looking for a restaurant, and he walked into a nearly empty restaurant late in the morning. Breakfast service had technically ended, but the restaurant was quiet, and he asked if they could make him ham and eggs. They had ham on the lunch menu, and they obviously had eggs. They had no other customers, but the server refused because ham and eggs were no longer on the menu. So Earl ordered a cup of coffee, paid for it, left, and never returned. His point is simple, but brutal. The customer is king or queen. If you don't serve the customer, you eventually go out of business. Rules matter, systems matter, but rigidity of kills opportunity. That story made me stop and ask the personal question. All right. Who are the customers I serve in my own life? At work, the answer's a little more obvious. But what about beyond that? Who am I serving in my family? How am I serving my friends? What about the strangers, the people I interact with? Briefly, but meaningfully. If life is, in some sense, a business, the business of life, then service is the engine that keeps it alive and growing. When we stop serving, we stagnate. When we look for ways to add value, life expands. As Earl says his core message here is that it's not about money alone. It's about choice. People are often as rich or as poor as they choose to be. Not because circumstances don't matter, but because learning, effort, and service compound over time. Those who invest in themselves grow. Those who refuse to grow fall behind. It's not dramatic. It's gradual. And it's almost always voluntary. So episode 19 leaves me with these reminders. Knowledge only has power when it's used. Growth belongs to those who choose it. Service creates value, and value creates opportunity. And the business of living thrives when we decide to make ourselves useful. Until next time, remember, the answers are older than we are and just as relevant today.